rest of the story. Today's Broadway is a dingy, narrow street echoing with resplendent memories. But once upon a time, it was a glittering, magical boulevard nicknamed the Great White Way, where two theatrical producers conceived a fabulous show called Girl Crazy. Their producers were Alex Ahrens and Vinton Friedley. Their cast was filled with new faces, promising talents. Among them was Virginia McMath. Broadway's next big star, insiders predicted. Rehearsals for Girl Crazy began at the Alvin Theater in August of 1930. Everything in the show shaped up quickly, except for one song and dance number they called Embraceable You. Producer Alex Ahrens, watching the early rehearsals, became nervous. Embraceable You was just too important a sequence to throw away. What was the problem, he demanded. The show's dance director shook his head, complained that he simply could not get the hang of it. So, the fretting producer made an urgent phone call to a friend named Austerlitz, a brilliant choreographer with a special gift for diagnosing flaws in song and dance routines. Now, it's 4 o'clock that afternoon. Mr. Austerlitz arrived at the Alvin Theater and strode up to the mezzanine where Embraceable You was rehearsing. Virginia McMath's partner for the number was a fellow named Alan Kearns. Mr. Austerlitz requested that they start from the top. Virginia and her partner began. It was a very nice number, really, particularly well executed, but something was missing. Mr. Austerlitz scratched his chin, frowning. And then he said, try this in the opening. And he demonstrated a subtle little dance move. Virginia and her partner tried it, but still, something was, well, not quite right. No, this is what I mean, Mr. Austerlitz said. And Mr. Austerlitz, approaching Virginia, took her in his arms. That's when the magic happened. Virginia's partner watched wide-eyed as she and Mr. Austerlitz glided about the mezzanine floor. Now, at last, everything was right. Everything was perfect. Virginia McMath and Alan Kearns, with the dazzling memory of that magical demonstration emblazoned in their minds, would perform Embraceable You to an enthusiastic ovation on opening night, and to ovations for the remainder of the show's long, successful run. But all who had seen Virginia and Mr. Austerlitz rehearse on the mezzanine that August afternoon agreed that no other partner with whom she would ever perform could ever compare. For once upon a time, a dapper young choreographer took a beautiful young Broadway ingenue in his arms, and heaven and earth stood still, as they would for years thereafter. For Mr. Austerlitz and Virginia McMath would meet again in Hollywood, and they would make a movie together. And then they would make many movies together, sweeping audiences away into gossamer dreams of incomparable beauty. Of course, you remember Mr. Austerlitz, Frederick Austerlitz as Fred Astaire, and Virginia McMath as Ginger Rogers. And of course, you've seen them dance together. Now I hope you'll forever remember the first time, now that you know the rest of the story.